So I think next up, I believe Kristen Porter is joining us via Zoom. She's from the Maine Lobstermen's Association. Oh, hello.
Hi there.
He's from the Maine Lobstermen's Association and his video is on.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, great. Good afternoon, Senator Rennie and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person today to speak with you, but I'll try to make it before the session is over. I also want to apologize for our executive director, Patrice McCarron, who usually does these things as well. She was on an all-day whale meeting that she couldn't get away from. MLA is the oldest and largest fisheries organization on the East Coast. We've been around since 1954. Our mission statement is to advocate for a sustainable lobster resource and the fishermen and communities that depend on it. We fluctuate between 1,000 and 1,200 members annually, and we have 21 board members. Those board members are elected by the members, and they represent towns up and down the coast. We range from Cutler to Kennebunk. So as most of you know, lobster is the second largest industry in the state behind tourism. And in my humble opinion, the reason that tourism is so strong is partly because of the lobster industry. In 2021, we landed 108 million pounds worth $750 million at the dock. So that's just the dock price. If you figure in what the trickle effect of that is and all the shoreside infrastructure and everything, we're pushing $2 billion added to the Maine economy. So we are an owner-operator fishery. Every fisherman, every boat you see on a dock, on a mooring, is an independent business owner. And we have about 4,000 of those. And lobstering right now is the lifeblood of coastal communities, especially the smaller coastal communities. That's all they have. If it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be young people, there wouldn't be small schools. So that's our passion. That's what we're fighting for, is these small communities to keep this industry and this way of life going. And that's why, as most of you know, we've been the leader in challenging the whale rules that have been pushed upon us and the future coming. We still, with all that's been going on and what you're hearing, 2030 is basically the expiration date of the lobster fishery if nothing changes. So that's why we've raised a lot of money through our legal defense fund. And we're going as hard as we can to make sure that the industry survives. We're also, as most of you know, there's offshore wind is coming. We are going to be on the front lines of that too, assuring that it doesn't adversely affect the fishing industry, not only taking away bottom, but if these things disturb the flow of the ocean, if they do anything on the bottom to disrupt the reproduction of lobsters or the migration of lobsters, we want to make sure that research is done and that our industry that's been here for generations isn't affected or isn't eliminated. So we have a lot of pressures on the lobster fishery right now. We at our association still deals with legislative stuff, and I haven't had a chance to look at all the bills coming up, but I know there are a few, and we will weigh in on most of them. Our board will meet and decide, and we have a position on most state, legislature bills. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody may have.
Representative Strout. Thank you, Madam Chair. So I've been following the lobster industry, and I've gone to the NOAA things and spoken and presented testimony. And for me, I think the most I've learned from this is that sometimes the research isn't always as true that's shared as it could be. So for me, I'm looking for the lobster industry, and my son fishes. So I get a lot of stuff from him, but I just think that's important to know that, you know, some of the stuff that's been presented about the lobster fishing industry, you wouldn't know isn't true unless you were involved in it. So being able to communicate, I appreciate all the stuff that everybody's done to share and keep the industry going. And I look forward to working with you guys to keep that industry alive and sustainable heritage going. So thank you for all the work that you guys have done.
Great. Thank you. And that kind of leads me to our legal defense fund is not only the donations we get from fishermen and businesses and everything else isn't just for legal fees. We have a four-pronged approach. It's legal and legislative. It's also part of that is research. And we have, you know, we intend to fund independent research to challenge what some of the research that the government, the federal government's doing and other groups. Communications is part of it to get that information out to the general public and to the fishermen as well, so they can make smart business plans. And also, we also have the fourth prong is gear research. And we're gonna be looking at alternatives to some of the stuff that they're throwing at us to, you know, that if it comes to it, the industry can survive with some innovative common sense gear.
Thank you. Any other questions at the moment? No, great. Thank you so much. Thank everybody for letting us learn a little bit more about your organizations.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, all right. That, I believe, was the last presentation that we have slated for the day. Does anybody have any further questions or comments? Could be a okay time to move to adjourn then. All right.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?